It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
Tech firms are envisioning a future without passwords. The replacement could be your smartphone. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tech News Briefing for the Wall Street Journal. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Everybody hates having to remember or store passwords in order to access data on a computer or smartphone. It's a waste of time typing passwords, or users make them too easy, which is bad from a security standpoint. Well, some technology giants are focusing on the mobile phone using programs that would let users sign in with their handset instead of a password. Here to tell us more is the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. Bob, isn't the idea behind this move away from passwords that phones are easier and more secure?
That's part of it. I mean, there's a lot of technology that's been built into the mobile phones over the last few years that makes them very secure, especially if you think about the early days of Windows being on the Internet. There were a lot of worms and bad things that happened on the Windows computers. But on the phones, that hasn't really happened yet. But I'll tell you, another aspect of this is that the phone is such an intimate part of our lives. You know, we carry them around. They in some ways have become sort of an extension of ourselves. And I think people at the phone companies are sort of leveraging that as well and trying to find a way to, if not completely eliminate, at least make us use passwords less frequently.
Now, some familiar names are behind this push to replace the password with a smartphone. Why don't you tell us who they are?
Okay, well, the main players right now are Apple and Google, the people responsible for the vast majority of mobile phones we use. And they have slightly different strategies because if you think about the way the iPhone is made, Apple very tightly controls all aspects of that device. You know, they get to decide exactly what hardware goes in it. They get to decide what software goes in it. The Google Android phones is a much more sort of loosely confederated group of phone makers. So they because of the nature of those businesses, they both are approaching the same problem. You know, the central problem is that anytime you enter a password, it's annoying. If you enter one on a mobile phone, it's particularly annoying because the key punches are even harder to use there. So they're both trying to address this. But they're doing it in slightly different ways.
With Google's technology, or should I say with Alphabet's technology, users sign into Google's services touching a key on their phone screen, correct?
Well, Google has a number of interesting technologies that are mostly being tested to simplify the way that you log in to Google services. And the one that I wrote about in my article addresses a very specific problem, which is that you're signed in, you're using Gmail on your phone, and then you decide that you want to type a really long email and you want to use a computer, but it's not your computer. So you have to, you know, enter your username, and then you have to enter your password, and then they send you a text, and that takes a lot of time. Well, Google's found a simple way around that problem, which is basically you sit down in front of the computer, you enter the name of your account, and then there's basically a button that you just push on your phone, like a little button comes up and says, you know, hit the number to, you know, that shows up on the screen to log yourself into this new computer. And it's so much quicker and easier than the remembering your password, which you might or might not be able to do depending on how complex it is, and then entering the text that you get to your phone, which is typically how it happens today. So that's one of the things that Google's doing. Google has talked about a lot of very interesting experiments that they've done in this area.
This program is in beta testing, right? It's called Sign In With Your Phone?
Yeah, that's right. It kind of popped up quietly in December, and one of the users of this program spoke with me for the article just about what it was like using it. But as I understand it, it's a pretty small group of people that are just testing it out right now.
Switching to Apple, Apple's approach is different. It lets users sign in touching their finger to the phone. This is called Touch ID technology.
Yeah, I really like Touch ID. I hadn't used it before I wrote this article, but then as I was learning about it, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have this bias against what they call biometric forms of authentication. So things where they read your fingerprint or they, you know, listen to your voice or look at your face. Like, in my experience, that stuff has never worked very well. And so I kind of steered away from Touch ID just because of old biases I had against that. But when I tried it, it was amazing. I mean, it was very easy to use. And, you know, I was able to teach my phone like a whole bunch of my fingerprints in a short period of time. And then, you know, when my iPhone, you know, when it locks, I just put my finger on the circle and it unlocks and it works every time. And if I use the wrong finger, if my daughter tries to do it, she can't get into my phone. So I really liked it. And that's part of the, you know, that's one component. Apple a few years ago bought this company called Authentic, which made the fingerprint reader technology. Yeah. And they integrated that with a chip, a custom sort of encryption chip they designed that's also on the phone. That's called the Secure Enclave. The point of it is that if your phone, for whatever reason, gets hacked or compromised in some way, the data that's stored in the Secure Enclave isn't accessible to the hackers. So it's, you know, the combination of this fingerprint authentication plus the Secure Enclave is a very powerful combination. And you know, as in doing the reporting for the story, it seems to me that we're still in the very early days of seeing what's going to happen with that technology.
Which technology would you say has the edge at this point?
Well, right now, Apple does. I think because they, you know, because of this, the fact that they're able to build a fingerprint reader that really works and distribute it on all of their iPhones. You know, if Google wanted to do that, They don't have the control over what components go into the phone.
It seems to me, from what you're saying, we're still a ways from regular implementation of this technology. So I guess we'll still be using passwords for quite a while still?
I think that a lot of the points where you really, really feel the pain will go away. But there's always this need to, you know, if you lose your phone, you've got to be able to get back onto the Apple Cloud or into Google's network, right? So there has to be a way to do it even if the phone gets lost and destroyed. You can't make it the only key, you know, that exists. So they have to have backup protocols. And that the password is pretty useful for that. However, I think what we're going to see and what we in fact are seeing, and you know, if you take a step back and think about how often you enter your password on your mobile phone, I'll bet you it's a lot less frequently than you do on your desktop. You know, I think that's the direction we're moving, where they're not exactly extinct, but they're less familiar, and that annoyance that you feel when you're trying to enter a password and you type a key wrong and you're yelling at your computer or your phone, that will go away to a large extent. I really hope.
Well, hopefully sooner rather than later. The Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. Thank you very much, Bob, for joining the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Charlie.
That's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. From the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner in New York.